Blog Talk Radio.
It's been about a month since we've done one of these. Well, welcome to the really, really renewed and innovative podcast of all podcasts, Living Loud Nation. Again, for Thursday, January 19, 2017, I am your sole owner, sole host, the man with the plan, Ralph Smirnoff-Buzzle. I want to just give an announcement as to the future of the show, what's happened with the podcast since there have been some major changes, and we'll go from there. We might touch bases on entertainment. We are exactly one day away from the inauguration of President-elect Trump and the Vice President-elect Pence, and we may touch politics, religion, and more. The show has undergone a major change. Let me just address the elephant in the room. And what that is, James David Vaughn, better known as Jim Davis, Eric Brown, and CJ Glickman are no longer affiliated with the show. CJ and I had a major brawling out. Some things were said, maybe out of anger, maybe out of spite, maybe out of just pure frustration. Without going into all the details and boring you, the viewers or the listeners, I will just say that regardless of what he wants to say, I'm going to use his name because I'm going to tell it like it is. This is a rated R show. CJ tried to come in with some ideas, and he's always talked about he's an ambitious motherfucker. I'll give that motherfucker that. He's an ambitious motherfucker. But as far as production, as far as producing something, I have seen jack shit in the last few years, or especially in the last year and a half, me and him gotten close. And it has nothing to do with his disabilities. I'm not going to mention what those are. I have not seen anything. And at one time, he was saying, I'm going to do this project and this project and that project. And I'm saying to myself, dude, you're trying to realistically take on a lot of shit, but along with your health. You know, you're a cancer patient survivor. You have one kidney. You have a service dog, a service animal, and you're trying to take on all these production projects, whatever they may be. I have no idea. I forgot half of them because he came on the show and he would drive the show to what he wanted the show to be. Living Loud Nation was never, and has never ever been about wrestling. We're different than Don Tony and Kevin Castle. We're different than Wrestling Soup. We're different than Solid Monster Sounds Off. We want the numbers that they have. Definitely, we want the listenership. We want the Patreon support. We want the donation support. Certainly, because this is the platform we're using right now. And until I've had a chance to because this has been about a week. What happened was I got a call. I was sleeping. My part-time job that I've been doing this for Lyft, you know, it's similar to Uber. And I sleep and work different hours. So we're talking about nighttime hours. So for me to be home right now instead of driving someone somewhere is actually different. And it's unusual. But I thought I would come on here and address what happened. I want to say it was last Tuesday. I got a call, and CJ was, like, blowing me up, blowing the phone up. Hey, we need to talk to you. Listen to your voicemail. I had to leave. There was, like, a three-minute voicemail. And then later that night, on a conference call, he had Jim and Eric on the phone. So all four of us are on this conference call. Jim's reasons are simple: money. And I will, now that I've had a chance to sit back and think about what he said, you're right, Jim, this show is not generating money. But you also got to understand that Jim and CJ, I have something you don't have, and that's a college degree. And my degree is in business. And then one of the first things in business, you have to spend money in order to make money. Neither one of you, no matter what you can say whatever you want, CJ, because I really don't give a shit. You weren't going to pour any money into this. It was going to be all about me and the time and the dedication to make this podcast what my vision of what this podcast, not CJ Glickman's, but Rob Uzzle's vision of what this podcast can be, is still illuminating as we speak. The vision of the podcast can be something great. So, no, we weren't going to make money off the bat, Jim. And I've got nothing bad to say about the guy, but if that's your sole reason and you want to focus on your health due to your diabetes and things of that nature, that's fine. You could have told me that in a private conversation. We had a virtual gentleman's handshake agreement and part ways, but still be friends. Eric Brown, who's getting over pneumonia, Eric Brown is simple. Eric Brown has a girlfriend. No problem. He just don't have time, plus he's got a side business. Fair enough. So the original three that made this podcast good are gone, except one, me. CJ would just come in and fill in when Eric wasn't around, and he did that for some months. And I want to thank each and every one of those gentlemen, even though I'm not on the best terms with CJ. I'm going to be a man because that's what I am, is a grown ass man, and I want to publicly thank CJ Glickman, James David Vaughn, Jim Davis, and Eric Brown for their contributions over the last year and a half to what is now known, the many different incarnations of this podcast, which is now known as Living Loud Nation. I'd like to thank them for their time, their efforts, and to making Living Loud Nation what it is today. Now, with that being said, what is the future of Living Loud Nation? I have been dealing with some legal issues that I'm not going to talk about here on the air simply because this is not the place or time, and it could be used against me because when you're dealing with lawyers, lawyers are bullies, and they talk shit behind wearing a suit, using legal jargon, legal talk, and trying to throw a bunch of fucking paper in your face so you can't understand a word they're saying. So these punk motherfuckers that I got to deal with via arbitration, and even the apartment complex that I live in here in Dallas, Texas, I've got to keep it trucking, put the pedal to the metal, and do what's right. There have been a lot of things that I've done over the last, I would say, 9 months that have been life-changing. Ever since I lost my full-time gig, it's been a struggle. And it's been a struggle both financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I've gained weight. I have made excuses about why I haven't done DDP yoga, but I'm going to get off my ass and make that happen. Recently, Vader, in his first week using DDP yoga and eating right, lost 10 pounds in 1 week. That's magnificent. And this is a guy that was told that he would not live to see the age, or he wouldn't live for another 2 years. So he's been one of my all-time favorites. I think he's probably, if not the best, but in the top five best big men in the professional wrestling, sports, entertainment business. So if he can do it, I can do it. It's just that simple. And I don't have a health condition of congestive heart failure that he has. I think that's what he said he had during the interview recently. I don't know what the future of the show is going to be at this very moment in time, but keep looking out on the page. Look out on my page on Facebook.com/GokuJackson, paying homage to Goku from Dragon Ball, the Dragon Ball series, as well as Michael Jackson, one of my all-time favorite artists, paying homage to both of them. So I need time to digest what's already happened, make a business plan, figure out what audience I want to tag, what platforms I want to go with, get the right equipment. For right now, we'll be using Blog Talk Radio as much as it pains me to use this, but it is good for a good startup. And that's what this is. Podcasts, it takes a long time. It takes a long time to build your audience, find your niche, find what works for you, and run with it. The reason that podcasts like Wrestling Soup and Don Tony and Kevin Castle and Solid Monster Sounds Off are successful is because they busted their asses. They put money into their product. They believed in their product. And despite whatever the haters have said, I'm sure they've had haters, and I got plenty of them. But if you don't have haters, then you don't have anything that will make you stronger. So for my entire crew to just up and leave for various reasons, they didn't believe in the vision that I had. They didn't believe in what could have been. We talked around. We've had several conversations. Several conversations. Me, myself and CJ Glidman had several conversations about the future of the podcast, what we can do. What he said, you know, after the last one I saw, which was on December 20th, 2016, he said, let's take a break. Let's take a break from the holidays. First of the year, we're gonna move fast. Then a week later, he recants the statement. And then says, well, we're going to do, I need a couple months because I got some other projects that I'm running. And I'm like, really, dude? The longer that we put this off, the longer that this is not going to happen. One way or another, this podcast, my Liquid Damage Control musical project, another project that I'm talking with a friend with, will come in. It will come to flourish, come hell or high water. My health will get better, come hell or high water. And I'm not just saying this shit to just say it and make myself feel good about it. I'm saying it on the air because it needs to be told. The story needs to be told about a man that had an idea that could change the lives. Even if I touch one person, if I can make a positive change in one person through this podcast, Living Loud Nation, Liquid Damage Control, or any other motivational speaking, then I've done my job. but I want to touch the masses. I want to touch the hundreds and the thousands. And right now, the last time I checked, I have over 3,600 friends on Facebook alone that I deem the Ozil Nation. I have to be more interactive with them. I need to figure out a way how to get the word out even more so than I have before. And hold on, let me respond to this. We may have a possible caller from an eFed that I'm a part of. And if he calls in, that's great. If he doesn't, whatever. And I did post this into some wrestling forums to try to get more views. More eyeballs and more ears, the better. Now, what's in the news? Let's talk about what's in the news. Kind of get off topic of what's been going on. What time will Trump be president? A guide to the day. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to stream into Washington on the 20th of January to watch President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in as the 45th U.S. president. So it looks like this is a timeline for coverage on that. Pretty historic. There's going to be riots. There's going to be protests. And what this man is trying to do to make America great again. George H.W. Bush is in stable condition in ICU. Looks like his wife, Barbara Bush, has bronchitis, the spokesman says. So it looks like the former George H.W. Bush and his wife are critically ill but in stable condition. Reason why Brock Lesnar will be on Raw so often heading into WrestleMania revealed. Let's talk about that for a second. I'm going to pull this article up. According to this article, Brock Lesnar will be featured on Monday Night Raw almost every week heading into WrestleMania 33 this year for a specific reason. Since WWE Survivor Series, the Beast Incarnate has lost a great deal of his aura as WWE's unstoppable force after losing to Goldberg in less than a minute and a half. However, that doesn't mean that Brock still isn't a force to be reckoned with as he displayed during his return to Raw earlier this week. Recently, Brock Lesnar's WWE schedule for the Road to WrestleMania has been revealed, and with only one exception, he is set to appear on every episode of Raw between now and WrestleMania. Unfortunately, Lesnar is banned from appearing on the February 13th edition of Raw because his recent failed drug test for UFC 200 don't allow him to compete in Nevada for the next year, which includes WWE programming. Despite that, Brock Lesnar will be on WWE television essentially every week, so WWE officials have a lot of options about how to use him heading into WWE Fastlane and WrestleMania. There's a lot of speculation about Brock's plans heading into those pay-per-views, but the rivalry with Goldberg is expected to continue well after the Royal Rumble. However, we still don't know what Brock Lesnar will be doing on Raw every week, probably Suplex City. And that's pretty much what that article has entailed. Now, if I jump over to my boy Aaron Riff's site, NoDQ.com, I'm going to see if there's any other news that I have not talked about. Beer Super Raw, we'll talk about that. Really nothing going on. Viewership was a 3.496, so we'll say a 3.4 I'm sorry, it was 3.2. This is up from last week's 2.907 million viewers. Dallas Cowboys are out of the playoffs. I guess that's pretty much old news right now. I can't see anything else of politics to talk about. And the person that was supposed to call in looks like he is pussying out and not calling in. I may not go the full 30 minutes again. I've addressed everything that I need to address here on this particular podcast. Just keep checking in, and more information will come to surface as the days, weeks, and days go by. For myself, I am Rob Chernoff-Buzzle, and this has been Living Loud Nation for Thursday, January 19, 2017. Take care.